Good morning, Mark. You do the honors.
All right. So we're happy to have with us. She has told me that this is still part of her official weekend because she works on Saturday. So her days off are Sunday and Monday.
Oh, boy.
So we thank her for snubbing in. McKenna Lloyd. She is the new director of the Floyd County Museum in Charles City. McKenna, welcome.
Thank you.
And you are in here on your day off. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, first of all, you are from California. Talk about that whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm from San Diego County, more specifically Oceanside, California, which is very close to Camp Pendleton. So I grew up around a lot of like military families, but my family is not military. So that's where I grew up. And then I went to school. I did college in Oregon. So more recently, I was living there long term. And that was near Portland. So
beautiful. I've never been, and it's on my bucket list.
It's very nice.
Oregon?
Portland. Specifically. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, McKenna, in Oregon, that was your first museum experience, right?
Yes. So I went to school at George Fox University, which is in the same town as Herbert Hoover's boyhood home, which was a historic home that I worked out of. So I was there for 2 years. I kind of served as like an assistant director. I started out as an intern, then I got a title. So that's what I was doing for 2 years.
Let's, since you mentioned Herbert Hoover, you boyhood home,
yes.
There's a distinction between that and the childhood home that he has, the museum in West Branch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Herbert Hoover's fun. He's not like a particular interest, but I liked working there. He's the only president to have lived in Oregon or Iowa, so I spent time in both those states. And then he moved to California, which is where I'm from. So I kind of did the Herbert Hoover circle of states in terms of where I've lived.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you're very young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask point blank, why museums?
I studied history. I double majored in English and history, and I took a class on public history, which includes museums, and that was kind of where I decided that this is what I wanted to do as my career. I think the museum industry can benefit from younger people being a part of it. So I don't know. It's just kind of where I found my passions. I like how many different things you get to do. I'm really excited about curating exhibits and things like that and building a better social media presence and stuff like that. Just because I think that's how museums can kind of improve is social media presence. And,
sure.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, what kind of maybe interesting tidbit about Herbert Hoover? I was only native to be elected president of the United States. What's maybe an odd fact or something that you always like to mention about him that maybe people aren't always aware of?
Yeah, my job at the museum was giving tours around the home. So a lot of my odd facts kind of revolved around some of the objects in the home. One thing I really liked was a rocking chair that was in the parlor. And so when Herbert Hoover lived at that home, he was not allowed to sit in the rocking chair because the parlor was off limits to children. It was like too fancy. So at 80 years old, when the museum opened, we have a picture of him sitting in that rocking chair for the very first time. He looks very proud and very excited to finally be sitting in the rocking chair. So that was always like a fun story I like telling people about Herbert Hoover. Not so much like a tidbit about him personally, but he did seem very proud to be sitting in the rocking chair.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So describe so far, you've been on the job, what, 2 whole weeks?
1 whole week.
1 whole week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about what you've learned so far, experienced so far.
I have observed just how huge the museum is. You know, I knew that the Floyd County Museum was big before I came, but it's kind of exceeded those expectations. There's a lot of things in it. There's a lot that it can be done in terms of telling the story of Charles City and telling the story of Floyd County, just because there's so many things that have happened here. There's so much to work with within our collections. So I'm excited to be going through the collections and just kind of seeing all that's there at the museum, all the artifacts. And I've been reading up on Floyd County history. So the tornado is something I'm not used to, and that's a huge part of history.
Yeah, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. So,
Did you come here sight unseen?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. I mean, I saw pictures online.
Of course.
And I've been to Iowa before, but I was in Des Moines when I was in Iowa. So I haven't been to this part of Iowa before.
We're talking with McKenna Lloyd. She is the new director of the Floyd County Museum. And you mentioned you're still kind of learning your way around the museum. And you're only a week into it, but can you kind of maybe give us an indication of, you know, how you, I mean, I don't know if it's unique for Charleston to have this size of museum, but this kind of link to the past that maybe some other communities don't have.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is very unique, just the size of a regional county museum. That's not something you would expect, especially just in rural Iowa. So it's a very impressive museum in size and in how many artifacts we do house. So that's very exciting.
You've got a board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about your goals beyond the board of directors, your goals and what you hope to stamp on it as your museum.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to begin curating exhibits. So that's kind of a big goal I have right now, is getting in the collection and trying to figure out what we should have on display. We have a whole room right now that's not being used. That could be a display room and has a lot of space where we could have more than one exhibit displayed. So that's kind of a goal of mine, is to get that room ready to be displayed and to have new exhibits to bring people into the museum. So that's a goal I have. I also think just like improving the organization of how everything is done is a goal that the previous directors have had, and I want to continue that goal of just organizing everything and putting it together. And then I do want to grow our following on social media and maybe do a little bit more with that. So,
okay. Now, we mentioned, we asked kind of something unique about Herbert Hoover. What maybe is the niftiest tidbit that you found out at the Floyd County Museum that maybe surprised you a little bit?
I think the Legals Drugstore exhibit we have is like, it's so cool and it's huge and there's so much in there. I want to go through all of the little vials on the shelves and research what they're about. So that's been kind of the neatest thing I've learned about, especially just because John C. Legal, who had owned the drugstore, gave all of those things to the museum basically for the purpose of having them on display at one point. So the care taken in terms of preserving history is very, it's huge and it's really cool. So that's been
I awesome totally to see. Agree. Mm-hmm. That is my most favorite part of the museum, and the way they have preserved all that stuff in there. Even down to the little bottles, mm-hmm. and stuff, is it's so cool.
It is.
That's going to be fun for you to research.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, siblings, mom and dad, mm-hmm. tell us about that.
Yeah, I have two younger siblings, so I'm the oldest in my family. My sister's in college. She'll be a junior in college this year, and my brother will be a junior in high school. So he's 16. He's got his driver's license. My parents and my brother all live in California and San Diego, and my sister goes to school in Flagstaff, Arizona at Northern Arizona University. So, yeah, my parents came out. They drove out with me to Iowa. It was a three-day drive, and they were here for the week of RAGBRAI.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they were here from Monday to Friday of that week.
Welcome to Charles City, yeah, and here's RAGBRAI.
Yeah, that was pretty overwhelming, but I was really happy that they were here. They were really great helping me get furniture and stuff, because I moved sight unseen and without any furniture. So I was getting all of that when I got here. So,
right. Mm-hmm. And you picked up some adoptive parents out here, right? Dean and Linda Jaden?
Yeah, absolutely. They have been so helpful to me. I've been super thankful for all of their support. Dean and Linda went and saw the apartment I live in now before I moved, which I would not have been able to move into the apartment had they not gone and mm-hmm. seen it for me. So they were super helpful in terms especially of getting me somewhere to live before I came. So, and they've been great. They had me and my parents over for dinner the week that they were here. So that was very nice too. They're great.
So you have a far walk back to the apartment when you got here, right?
Yeah.
Again, we're talking with McKenna Lloyd. She's the new director of the Floyd County Museum. And, you know, I saw Kay's face light up when you started talking about the drug exhibit. Honestly, I'm a Charles City native. Graduated here. I've never been to the museum. So now, if somebody is like me that hasn't been to the museum in your short time that you've been there as director, mm-hmm. what would you tell them to say, come on us and check us out?
Well, I would say if you're interested in tractors, we have plenty of things about tractors. But if you're not interested in tractors, do not expect the museum to be exclusively about tractors. There is a lot there, and there's a lot that's very interesting and you might not have seen before. the scope of the museum is huge. So if you want to see basically anything that represents Floyd County history, you will probably see it at the museum.
The little dental office, that one I could do without seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you. I cannot believe you, Mark Pitts.
Shame on me. Shame on you.
Yeah, the whole museum is awesome. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. And welcome to Charles City.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Thanks for joining us on your day, on your weekend, as McKenna Lloyd joins us. She's the new director of the Floyd County Museum, and we thank her for joining us here on KCHA.